Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Weekday Podcast. My name's Bobby. Thanks for being on the podcast today. Hope you've had a great week. Well, today I want to read you a couple of verses that come out of Philippians chapter 2. Listen to what these say. Therefore, God has highly exalted him, talking about Jesus, and bestowed on him the name that is above every name, so that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. These are powerful verses because they fast forward basically to the end of time. They fast forward to a future day that one day every knee's going to bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Today, I want to encourage you to dream big dreams. This was the dream of Jesus. When Jesus was on this earth, everything he did was driving towards something bigger, to an unbelievable future. And so when he was on this earth, he's willing to be beaten. When he was on this earth, he was willing to be misunderstood. When he was on this earth, he was willing to be crucified. When he was on this earth, he was willing to be buried in the tomb because he knew that was not the end of the story. He knew that that was a part of the story, but the bigger story was that one day God was going to get glorified. And so because of that, he was able to keep a proper perspective, that for him, the temporary inconvenience of this earth was overshadowed by something even more imaginable. One of the reasons why you and I have this challenge to dream bigger dreams is because sometimes we don't connect our lives to that big dream that one day God would get the glory. In fact, Pastor Louis Giglio says this in one of his books. He says, meaninglessness woos us into spending our one shot at life on insignificant, on trivial things. Well, as we think about this idea of story, our story takes on significance when we realize that it's actually part of a bigger story. Here's how we said it on Sunday. Your story matters most when you're living for the story that actually matters most. When you forget how the story ends, you begin to live differently now. But when you know where the story's going, you begin to live for that story. And so I want to encourage you to begin to think about ways that your life and your story could point people to God. See, here's the tendency. When we don't connect to the bigger part of the story, one of two extremes happens. One is we just look at how terrible the world is around us. We just say, man, the world's going to hell in a handbasket. I can't believe that world. And you just sort of insulate yourself and isolate yourself from the world. The other extreme is to actually celebrate it, to say, well, it's getting darker, and yes, things are falling apart, but that means that Jesus is coming sooner. And I think the real answer that we're called to live is somewhere in the middle, that we would begin to say we have good news, the good news of Jesus, and that we would take that good news into this world, and that it would shape the decisions that we make, and that somehow the way that we live would point more and more people to Jesus, and that we would be part of God getting the glory. One of the things I love is when we think about dreaming big dreams is that God invites everybody into that. He invites ordinary people into his story. And as we walk into a story, it makes a difference. One of the things that boggles my mind is whenever you're watching TV and you're watching a big football game end and the crowd's erupting and they're going crazy. It's like the camera guy always zooms in on three guys in the crowd screaming at the top of their lungs, "We won! We won! Woo! We won!" And they're like screaming at the top of their lungs about how much they won. But they're always the three guys that don't have their shirts on. But I'm telling you, they're the three guys that actually ought to have their shirts on. You see what I'm saying? They are not in shape. And so they're standing there with their giant drinks and their nachos and their slice of pizza yelling, "We won!" And there's this sarcastic part of me that wants to say, no, you didn't win. You were watching. The people that won were the ones that were on the field. The people that won were the ones that knew the plays. The people that won were the ones that exercised and worked hard and they made sacrifice. The people that won the game weren't the ones in the stands with their big drinks and slices of pizza. The people that won the game were the ones that were on the field. Well, the truth is, man, God's going to win in the end. That is absolutely certain. But you and I get to be invited to be part of that. And the way that we help that happen is not by being in the stands, being a mere onlooker, but by getting out of the stands and onto the field and living our lives that matter, connected to the story that matters, pointing people to Him. Well, I'm going to be praying for you today as you figure out, how does your story connect to the bigger story? And I want to encourage you, don't be wooed to the insignificant, but dream bigger dreams, that maybe God could use you in some way to point people to Him. Well, I hope you have a great, great rest of your day today, and I look forward to inviting you back to tomorrow's edition of the Weekday Podcast. We have a special treat in store for you, so you don't want to miss that. Be sure to swing by weekdaypodcast.com. You can subscribe there. You can share them with your friends on social media, email. But we hope you have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.